News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, of course, today is the 1st of May, which marks the beginning of No Mow May, which is very hard to say, which is a national effort to make space for nature in gardens across the country. And Monica Alvarez, who is a judge on RTE's Deluxe Super Garden, joins us. Monica, is this a good idea? Just let your garden go wild?
Good morning. How are you? I wouldn't say that the correct word there would be wild. I think it's been letting your garden be pretty. Let's put it that way.
Let it be pretty.
Yes, because we have this unusual perception of a pretty garden, meaning having this perfect lawn and like a carpet almost. But we need to change that perception to allow nature to do its thing and the balance of nature to survive and to do its thing.
Okay.
And to be beautiful. And so if we change the perception and we encourage things like daisies and wildflowers and flying insects and we describe that as a beautiful picture, then the whole thing changes from, oh, I'm letting my garden go wild, to I'm letting my garden go pretty.
Okay. And that sounds good. And I do kind of understand and respect the reasons behind this, but we haven't cut our grass so far this year. And it's about, I'd say, 8 to 10 inches long. It's all uneven. There are daisies and other weeds as well, kind of thistles and dandelions or God knows what there. And it doesn't look very pretty. It actually looks a bit wrecked. Now, I haven't cut it and I'm not quite sure what to do about that, but I don't, are you saying my perception of what it should look like is just wrong?
Absolutely. And I'm sorry to say that, is because if you were to have the mind of a child and take out a little magnifying glass and look at those things that you call the weed, thistles are absolutely gorgeous. They have beautiful flowers, beautiful colours. They encourage flying insects that are very exciting to see and to observe, and they need to be welcome. And just because someone along the line in our tradition convinced you that pretty means perfectly caught lawn.
Yeah, I think you're right that there is a perception that a good-looking garden is one where order prevails. You know, nice borders, nice paths.
Manicured,
cutting it back. And like, what about things like the other aspect of my garden that is not great is on my patio, no matter what I seem to do, and I actually have that thing underneath it, underneath the gravel and the paving stones, the tarpaulin-y stuff, whatever that's called. Like, weeds appear to have burst through that now. And so there are weeds there. Should I be leaving them to stick up everywhere as well? Should I do that too?
Okay, but that's a different subject, okay? So if you were to have a bird's eye view perspective of any city, you see a huge amount of tarmacadam, concrete, gravel, and what you're describing right now to park your car and all of that. It's approximately, say, 90% of what we're covering. So the subject of today, the 1st of May, is about not mowing your lawn. So at least we could try and concentrate on that part, and we could maybe have another talk about the other part. You know what I'm saying?
Is that I do. You don't want me to go off topic here.
Yes.
I'm just wondering how far do we take the lack of manicuring. So supposing I don't mow my lawn and I leave that to run wild, then can I feel okay about trimming back other things?
I could challenge you to allow it to go a little bit further, encourage those beautiful wildflowers. I don't call them weeds. I think that it's a very patronizing thing for us humans to decide that something is a weed. So a weed is a plant that grows where you do not want it. So I tell you what changes the name of a weed is the fact that you do want it, right? So if from now on, for about 3 weeks, you allow yourself to actually want those things in your garden and begin to look at them with a different eye and say, well, I'm going to have this as the challenge that Monica gave me. I'm going to have that challenge. I'm going to look at those flowers and I'm going to observe how many flying insects come in and I'm going to enjoy them. Just like with the mind of a child, with the wonder of nature, but mainly to see the reason behind it. The reason behind it is because we're actually leaving this world with absolutely no life,
the butterflies, etc.
No food for them, look, no place to live.
It's lots of food for thought there, including food for flying insects. Mm-hmm. And thank you for joining us this morning on that. That is Monica Alvarez there. She is a judge on RTÉ's Deluxe Super Garden. What do you make of it, Shane? You going to no mow May?
No. It just looks shabby. I'm sorry.
You going to mow?
The heart wants what the heart wants, and my heart wants
You're very patronising.
Do people realise, as a listener, we're talking about Ireland, you cut the lawn on any dry day you find.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.